Good evening. My name is Lance Clute, C-L-U-T-E, and I'm the Vice President for Par Electrical Contractors. We were recently awarded the contract for Northern Pass. I want to thank the Site Evaluation Committee for the opportunity to speak, and also the fingers of the gentleman here, and of all the meetings, the stenographers, because they do an unbelievable job. Based on my past experience for the projects, Northern Pass will add thousands of jobs, as has been attested to over and over. The greatest portion of these jobs are not through the line workers. The biggest portion, as the previous speaker said, will be from other work and the services that they support. We currently employ a large number of New Hampshire-based line workers. A lot of them are here tonight. A lot of these men and women work outside of New Hampshire currently. They don't work here because there's no work here. There are other line contractors here tonight that also employ hundreds of line workers that are New Hampshire-based folks that work outside, again, of New Hampshire because of the lack of work. Construction of Northern Pass will allow all of these line workers to come home and work here in the state they grew up in. I also wanted to give you an order of magnitude of some of the things that we will spend money on as far as actual dollars and cents. We'll spend approximately $7 million on gravel, $8 million on concrete. The duct bank system will revenue of about $27 million. The workers will spend approximately $10 million on each lodging and meals over the course of the project. And believe it or not, the purchase of ice, water, and porta potties will add about $1 million to the local economy. One other thing I want to touch on the spend is the equipment that we will use and the money we will spend on that equipment. We will rent most of the equipment that we use for the construction. We do own equipment, however, most of that equipment will be used elsewhere and it's very expensive to transport. We will spend approximately $10 million to run that equipment, all bought locally in New Hampshire. There'll be about a $20 million spend on the repairs to that equipment that we won't do ourselves. We will have that done by local shops throughout New Hampshire. In closing, I would like to urge the committee to approve this application. The state's workforce, economy, and well-being is best served by building Northern Pass. Thank you.